in advance makes for a successful marriage. This one said, my sister, I heard you advising a man complaining about his wife to wait till Monday. My sister, I better attend to the man now. Just an advice he needs. What of my Monday here? No. All right, guys, I don't know what to say. It's a serious issue, and that's why it's not just something that I want to do, you know, surface level. I want us to all put our heads together and talk to this man. It's not about me giving him an advice. So many people think it's just about advice. This is a real-life issue threatening the home of a man right now. So I'm sure it's something that can be treated, except if we cannot wait, then maybe it can be brought on other platforms and to see if people can put their voice together. But really, we don't have the time now. It's already 3 o'clock and I have to go. So thank you for the contribution on the sunny side. I will be back on Monday by God's grace, and we will go on with many interesting issues as they keep developing. Just ensure that you take your rest this weekend. Many people don't like to rest during the weekend, and so Monday meets them in a very, very bad shape. You don't want to go out. You have the Monday blues. Please, don't let yourself fall a victim to the Monday blues, okay? Take your rest. Do your own part in whatever situation or capacity you find yourself. Be your brother's keeper. Show a little kindness every day. It goes a long way. People are going through so much. I know you are also going through your own motion. But you know what? Once in a while, let's make the little sacrifice to put ourselves to the side and give attention and show kindness to our next door neighbor. It goes a long way. You might be saving a soul. Thank you so much again. My name is Swat. It's the name my father gave me. I'll see you guys on Monday.
Need to vex, I'm on no cause for age. Oh, papa carry yellow city like your daughter age. She treat them nice, they don't be hey. I leave my friends with be bad influence, cut on my lane. When I no get the memo, today's not my day. So kill a machine, get up and spray. Show them say paper day, show them things in a play. Now so my leg call my phone, say follow me, joke and pray. I'm
give her extra money in case she's moody. Make some smoothie in case she's cold. Give her moody. We own Africa, we get good. So they Burundi. In a zone, so sober the hacker in a cash of goody. Kick a bounce of Fuska, Nina zone about to Pinti. Nina bounce to Iron Salato, Namus Inki. In a bounce to a pitch to Nina Musu Kirki. In Kasamuka in the cash upon the Kirki. Kashahana, we get money, they buy designer. I feel employed in Kimina, Jessa Kriana. I don't buy G-Wagon for enemies, I buy Tiana. Torusu Moku Gulma, the Gafari, Kakurama. Fresh out.
This life is not cruise. If you rush down, you're gonna lose. If you the best for your pocket, day your day like I say my day. If you happy, one day, bring one home. Maka no waka na soka sugar. I spend my life on a stress free. Happy people, they live long ago. Senseless banter, all hustling, that's the mantra. All chuku with the greatest. When we get that, I look for Tusia. Godfather, get kicked in the putia. Pull up in the ash Lambo, I'm on a basket. When they chop money till I lay up on the casket.
Don't stop on your Friday. I feel no fine, no bad party. Cause I'm living my life on the highway. I'm up for this life, make it a scratch cruise. For calling no rich, I'm kid by up with the dance moves. Coffee and 12, I they come up for quarter past two. Motivational speaker, but she go cast you. Guys are the counselor, girls are the counsel. Getting cheese quick bread, something like a fast food. Surely during the weekend, mama know what me lay that soon. In a minute, my name will Babcock, I be last.
Now, time is running out, I guess it's time I step in. Origin of a true MC begin. Call me the king or call me the kingpin. Is it good? Canada, same thing, now we out.
Let's talk about the stories that make the news.
Just to quickly respond to Okorocha and Uzodi.
Name them and shame them once and for all.
Now says he doesn't want to join issues with Okorocha.
Kabila is closer to Abuja than Sambisa Forest.
Follow the stories that break the news and stories that make great news.
The morale of the troops must be sustained.
Let's talk.
Please, they should do the needful. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
This is Nigeria Info.
On your number one talk station of the nation, Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
Don't let me turn around and say goodbye. Here we are. Michelle from Ikorodu.
Hi.
I'm a maker from First Start.
My name is Ahmed from my papa.
I want to tell you about my radio. My radio is my best friend.
My steady companion.
My radio keeps me informed
all day long
with hot topics,
trending news,
politics and current affairs.
My radio gives me the best news.
My radio is
Nigeria Info.
Everybody in Nigeria listens to Nigeria Info.
The facts are glaring. It's point blank.
It's better to have little that there's blessings of God than to have much more that there's no blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the message.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it will not come. That's my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. With Kimberly, 3 to 6 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Rainy Friday afternoon it is. The intensity of the rain literally would rain on your parade, literally, if you're parading in the rain. That is. But the expression is used figuratively, means that nothing should ruin your day or slow you or something. But yeah, the intensity of the rain has a way of slowing some people down, and some people like me had to park off the road and stay for a while before getting here. And so if you're driving and visibility is low, please do the needful or drive as slow as possible. Stay off the road, watch your speed, because the things I saw today, one car almost ran into another that was parked off the road. It was just a miracle. The impact didn't happen. So be careful as you drive in the rain. With this weather, you need to be extra, extra careful. Drive for yourself and someone else, okay? Thank you so much for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. Talk from the morning show. What's happening at Abuja, the sunny side? And now, hard fact. But you know how we do Fridays. It's usually light because it's Friday.
Woo-hoo!
I have not... All right. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vivian Oga.
All right. Vivian Oga is an intern. And they'll be waiting for the whoop whoop. And the whoop whoop came before the thank God it's Friday. All right, let's do it properly. Thank God it's Friday. Correct. That is Vivian's version of it. Thank you very, very much. She's just been waiting for it. All right, people, welcome to the Friday edition of the show. We start off with the round table. Fridays are usually open mic, which open up the phone lines, and you set the trend. You pick the stories. We talk about the biggest conversation every day on the round table. So let's hear what the biggest conversation is for you as we open up the phone lines today. And Chuck Street General will also be joining us at 4:30 for Hard Facts Light, where we take a lighter look at things, stories, development. In short, he warned me last week I should not be too serious ever on that segment of the show, because he was talking about, is it a man who locked himself in the toilet? I was interrogating it. He talked about another story and I was digging deep, like, no, leave it on the surface. We need it to be as shallow as it can get for laughs. Don't be too serious. So I will remind myself of that today when we get to that segment. All right. So are you ready? You've had lunch, you're warm, coffee, tea, anything but ice is what you need at the moment. If you're ready, I'm ready, all right? And Vivian is also ready. So let's take a quick break and come back to hear from you. The numbers to call, 0700-951-0000. However, if you're in diaspora or you're female and you're finding it difficult to get through to 0700-951-0000, you're permitted to call our WhatsApp number. Female only, or diasporians, if we use that word. 0809-993-0137. You call that number via WhatsApp.
a minute maximum is what you have, and I think we have 2 minutes. I beg your pardon. I have 2 minutes before I go on a commercial break, so let's hear from the first caller. Hello.
Hello, Kimberly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you today?
I'm all right, and you?
Well, we thank God, and how is work?
Work is going A-OK. Perfect.
Well, today is just a rainy day all over the city.
I know.
Yes. My own my high talk today is about this insecurity. Hello?
We're here. We're listening to you.
I say, okay. Well, what I would, at least, if the government can do all it would take, to end off this insecurity, I think it will be better for us. Because now, most of my colleagues now, they are closing. As I said, why are people so close? My brother, once it's 9 o'clock, 9:10 in the night, 9:10 p.m., that at least, whether it's Karo local government area, Karo local government area in Nasarawa.
There's a coffee, yes. From 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah, so they now they go home as early as possible for them not to catch up, for them not to go to about the coffee. So that is it. If the federal government can do as all they could do to end up the security, I think this country will be a better place for everyone to live. Thank you very much. Sorry, I did not introduce myself. My name is Emmanuel, calling from Abuja.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you so much for that. And yes, people who stay in Karoluku government area of Nasarawa State, there's a curfew there. I bet it's no longer news for you. 10 p.m. So it means that you need to close a lot earlier, beat the traffic, and be within your premises before 10 p.m. Don't give the police or soldiers any excuse. Be at home within the curfew time. It's for security reasons, strictly. And it tells you how the situation is. You can't be in denial. The former president Olusegun Obasanjo said anyone who says everything is okay might need some, you know, evaluation. In terms of security, it's not okay. Not at all. But we'll fight this. It's also a challenge for us as a nation to surmount, and I'm confident that we will. Let's go on a quick break, shall we? I'll be back in a bit.
Talk.
Stimulating talk, yes it is. And we're welcoming you to Hard Facts Roundtable, open mic version. It's Friday, so we can open up the phone lines, give you plenty of time, 2 minutes to make your comments, contribution, and share your big story of the day, the week, the month, whatever. So, let's hear you. 0700-951-0000. Hello.
Good afternoon, the Oracle.
You're welcome, sir.
How are you doing, ma?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm fine. My name is Salasi.
Welcome, Salasi. Let's talk.
I want to start by the issue of this insecurity. We can all see what is going on. So I think the government needs to reject in the aspect of this insecurity, so that we want this case of insecurity to be a thing of the past. Europa is complaining that the terrorists are, you know, they are in kind of trying to form a parallel government in his state.
Yes.
Erufa shouldn't complain. He shouldn't complain because we all know how Erufa was castigating Jonathan when the issue of Boko Haram, as of then, he said he was the minister of FCT, and he always got the monthly or weekly security report. And he was in kind of even saying that Jonathan knows them. So now, this is the even governor that he said he pays from to stop killing in southern Kaduna. So he need to take the action and do the needful. And I want to encourage the Southeasterner. Honestly, they should unite for their own. I can see how this governor against Peter Obi. You know, Southeasterner are good people. There's no part of this country that you travel, you won't find them. And in the aspect of business, they contribute immensely to the economy of this country. So I want these people to see the unity in themselves. I was kind of surprised during the time of primary. None of them vote for their own. I was surprised. I see how, why would something happen? So please, they should love their own, no matter what it is. They should show for their own. So these are the things. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Salasi. Let's hear another caller.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Superior, calling from Mexico.
Did you say Superior?
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh, all right, good name. Go ahead, Superior.
Thank you. Please, what I want to contribute is, this, what is happening right now, is beyond the way we are looking at it. We are all concentrating, focusing on politics. We are our brothers and sisters who are held captive in the camp of the enemy. It's bothering me seriously if I sit at time I know that someone's father, mother or sister or brother is over there struggling in the bush. Federal government decided to abandon and neglect them in the bush. It's going to 4 days, then 4 months now that has been there. What is the president doing? What is the federal government doing? What is the state governor doing? What are they waiting for to give an order to the military personnel to launch an attack in the camp of the enemy to release the captives? It's really unfair. I was with some guys the other day, we were discussing. They said they demanded 100 million from each. So what we're talking about, only five people is about 500 million. What kind of wickedness these people decided to create in mind against Nigeria? They are innocent people who are just traveling, they are just commuters traveling to their place where they want, at their destination or whatever. They have held in that place for more than 4 months. The federal government, they are just busy campaigning, talking about politics, political parties, this, that. I'm so annoyed. If these people are not be released early, I will get angry. I will not even go and vote for anybody. Because it's not fair. It's too horrible. It's not good to hear. At least federal government has to wake up. This is a call to wake up, and these people should be released. If Nigerians are not even saying anything about these people that have been held captive, it's too bad. Nigeria needs to have a rethink. They need to go back and just think of, let's put ourselves in their shoes. That if I'm the one, or you are the one, or someone's sister or brother is there, how will you feel? Some of their parents, they are having sleepless nights. Some of their husbands, their wives, they are having sleepless nights. When is my husband coming back? When is my father coming back? At least Nigerian government has to see what they can do. Even National Assembly, they have to see what, they have to wake up. They have to wake up. Let these people be released. You can't be playing frivolity with the life and property of Nigerians. These are the people who voted in power for them to defend and to stand for, to work.
All right,
Thank you very much.
We hear you. And I think it's always an emotional one when we talk about the state of insecurity in the country, the collateral damage we've suffered, both on the side of the military and civilian lives, properties destroyed, the monies that we lose also, the lives of these people that are held in very torturous situations. I mean, I know the day I heard that news and the day I saw the video, how I felt. 48 hours after that, I just wasn't myself. I just couldn't find my sink because, you know, it got me on so many levels. And I'm sure a lot of Nigerians felt really bad. There was a lot of outcry, some sense of helplessness. What more can the people do beyond call on the government to, you know, do more to ensure that these people are rescued and to see how we can prevent it from happening? Because we've been singing the same song for a very long time. It's rinse and repeat. They release one set of people and the next thing they're abducting another set, and we get all emotional about it. So it's really a terrible situation we found ourselves at the moment. And just before I get to the next caller, yes, terrorists are consolidating their grips on communities in Kaduna with a parallel government and permanent operational base in the northwestern state near Nigeria's capital. Governor Nasir El-Rufai told Mr. President recently in a letter. He warned the president of the terrorist consolidation in a late June memo signed by Premium Times. The terrorists belong to Ansaru al-Muslimah fil Bilad al-Sudan. Mouthful. Ansaru for short. They are believed to have moved to Birnin-Gwari in Kaduna State in 2012 when they broke away from Boko Haram. And according to intelligence report and human sources consulted in further reporting, the terrorists that form Ansaru were responsible for some of the high-profile attack claimed by Boko Haram before the split. Such attack include the UN building bombing of August 2011, the kidnap of some foreigners. According to the sources, Ansaru pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in 2020 and is responsible for many of the high-profile abduction as well as armed attack on the police in Kaduna State. Negotiators, researchers with an understanding of the working of terrorism and the terrorists really have mentioned that a collaboration of the terror groups, including the original Boko Haram, ISWAP and SARU, the bandit and all of that, are evolving. And the governor had to write to the president to say in a memo how the terrorists have infiltrated, dominated communities, formed a parallel governing authority, exercising control over social and economic activities, and they are also dispensing justice in the areas they've laid claim to. It said that the terrorists have advanced in their plan to make Kaduna Forest areas their permanent operational base for the Northwest region, citing a series of intelligence reports and observed movement patterns, intercepted communication of migrating terrorists. They've all shown a clear interest in setting up a base with the stretch of forest area between Kaduna and Niger State strongly considered. He wrote this in a memo to Mr. President and went on to say that as political activities towards the 2023 general election pick up steam, the terrorists have promulgated a law to ban residents from participating in the election. That they have enacted a law in the district banning all form of political activities or campaigning ahead of the 2023 election, especially in Madubia and Kazage villages, the governor wrote, and that these terrorists are known to have extremist ideological posture against democracy and secular authority. Hardcore Boko Haram, new base in Kaduna, according to the governor, forming a parallel government, banning political activities and regulating activity of people within that area. That's another stronghold for them. So, here we go again. Feels like rinse and repeat. Let's go back to the phone line, shall we? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Please, just give me time. Let me get my radio and put it off. All right. Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Happy weekend. This is Mary from Gwagwalada.
Welcome, Mary.
I want to talk on Erufai and the terrorists who have formed a parallel government and they are collecting, I don't know what, from indigenous or citizens or whatever they call them. I am surprised that Erufai is bringing out this cry. I want to say that if, hear me well, if government does not have a hand in this, then government should now, if they have taken over a place, it means they have chased away the owners of that place. They are the ones who are there. So now there is no excuse of collateral damage or anything. It is now time, in fact, it is a good time for our security agencies to move there. If it is by air, move there by air, shell the place. Now you know that you have nobody, no civilian for you to kill, for you to say, okay, if I go and attack them, there will be collateral damage. They should go now that the people have occupied the place and they are there on their own. They should go now and shell them. If they have nothing to do with them, because elections is coming, I am sure the places they have occupied are places that are strongholds maybe for another party. And then they want to threaten them, they will not come and people will not come and do campaign. The people will not vote. People from that side will not vote. It has a political undertone. If they have nothing to do with it, they should go now after them. That's my take. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate your take. Still on the insecurity. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you? I'm Bakar from Gwagwalada.
Welcome.
How are your interns doing in the studio?
They are all fine.
I hope they will squeeze and drink from the fountain of simple practice, knowledge, and intelligence so that they can be a better professional too.
Hello, Mr. Abubakar.
Thank you. Have a nice time. My take is on one of the today's headlines where the former deputy governor of Bauchi State said the people thought President Buhari was Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, which is to all public knowledge, international icon, a great peacemaker, India, modern India father figure. This is a man who came into India life when there was a deep rooted hatred between Hindu and Muslim minority in India. He came in pre-independence India. He ensured, he mobilized India for independence struggle. After independence, he bring peace and love among warring parties, among the Hindu and minority Muslim. So later on, he was given the offer of being Prime Minister of India. He turned it down, but he was able to build a non-violence ideology in fighting injustice, not only within the enclave of India, throughout the world. Even the late legendary Nelson Mandela drank from his portrait of knowledge. This great human rights activist of America drank his from portrait of knowledge. So there are many great men who are the student of Mahatma Gandhi. I don't believe our president, with the insecurity, banditry, economic hardship, can step into Mahatma Gandhi. Thank you, that is my thing. God bless you.
All right, Abubakar, thank you very much. Let's hear another caller. Hello? Oops, sorry about that. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Mr. Sylvester, calling for New Yanya.
Let's talk.
I want to speak regard to what happened of recent. I want to use this opportunity to greet Pastor Chris, what he did to one of his nephew brother. Because that man feel that really this is how it's supposed to be. Because it's all indication that APC Nigeria started rejecting them. Because the man suspended his nephew because of attending APC youth gathering. So it's a good thing. I encourage all the old Christians that should reject APC totality. Thank you.
All right, maybe not a directive to all Christians per se, but a lot of people would have their own personal convictions. Hello?
Good afternoon to you, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
My dear lovely sister, this is Eda Bangbushi.
You're welcome, Eda.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Abubakar, Salasi, Adumi, Daniel, and Tyler, and Mary, everybody, all our regular callers and listeners. God will bless my country and God will save us from this mess. I was just laughing here when Abubakar was talking. Is somebody comparing President Muhammad Buhari with Mahatma Gandhi? Is Buhari a liberator? Hey, it's laughable. When El-Rufai, I don't know why federal government keep toiling with this thing. Maybe they are achieving some things from this kidnapping and killings of Nigerians. I don't know. And this is the right time for them to go and level that place if they don't have hands in it, according to former military leader General Sani Abbas. They should go now and level that place and level it. You know, innocent people die. Innocent people also go to jail. For you to achieve something and stop all this insecurity, we know innocent people must die as well. But at the end of the day, you will achieve greatly and all those things will come to an end. National Assembly is there. They are not saying anything. The people they kidnap, National Assembly refused to shut their office down. Instead of that, they are going for retest. They are collecting money here and there, borrowing more, campaigning here and there. Nobody's talking about those people. Are they not Nigerian? El-Rufai should do the needful. Talking all the time is nothing. Well, tomorrow now we may hear Mr. President may say he's not even aware of what this thing happened. May God save my country.
All right, Elder. Thank you. Let's hear another caller.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kimberly.
Welcome to the round table, sir. What's your name?
My name is Morgan.
All right, Morgan. Let's talk.
My word is very just short and simple. My word is this. This 2019 general election, Mr. President, I wish power to get to the state. and also the chief of staff. Now, what are these people doing? Since inside the fire wrote a letter, Mr. Pemi said they didn't have an idea. Are you sure that Mr. Pemi may have an idea of this one that you wrote now? And our country will continue to be diminishing. What let journalists contact these two people that are managing the authority or the show making of this country. The Mr. Secretary of the State and also the Chief of Staff. That's all we have. Let them come and explain to the nation what they are doing based on all these things that are happening, because the power is in their hands. Based on what Mr. Pena has said, that every ministry should go and report to them. We are suffering in this country, and two other people are there enjoying. Let's the journalist people go and bring them to public domain to come and explain to people what they are doing to manage the authority and the subject in this country. This is what I want to say. That's what I want to say.
All right. Said it was short.
Hello, it wasn't so short.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm okay. You?
OZ, Obiden.
OZ, welcome.
I'm not aware that Lane is falling this morning.
Really? It's not falling your own neck of the wood?
Oh, wow. Now I'm just noticing it, that rain is falling. I'm not aware.
I don't understand. Were you in a coma? Or you've not been outside your door?
I'm not aware.
All right, go ahead, Mr. I'm not aware.
Say Arufai that I'm not aware.
Oh.
Please, I'm free. I'm not aware.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You went on about he's not aware and I was confused. But I get it. I was a little slow on that one. Hello? Aloha.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You sound very new. So you should be calling the 0700 number, okay. Not this one. Okay? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
This is Haruna from Guadalajara.
Haruna, you're welcome.
Thank God it's Friday. Don't tell us that one today.
I even had backup whoop whoopers with me.
I don't think I remember you.
Thank you, Haruna.
Thank you very much. With the issue of security in this country, I don't know where government are playing. It seems to me that they are playing with it. This is not the first time every fire has been crying that they know where they did, they know this person. And they cannot take action. Eh? The other guy said, Karuna is very close to Abuja. It's not Zambisa in Una program. The Kaduna is very close. Just like that's the way you come Kaduna, where they're supposed to take action, they don't take action. Now they don't enter Abuja, they don't enter everywhere. Put security, they want me to take. Which how they want to eat. If not, make they use prayer to support this thing. The security man, where we get, they kill them. That yesterday they go bury Mr. President where they kill. Okay, yesterday they say they go bury them. People just go back to God and tell God, anybody that any where they will come, make they pray against them. That's all. That is the solution of this thing, because this thing don't pass everybody power. They super to can where they buy, they no use them. Everything where they do, they just did. What are these of what?
No, thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right, Haruna. Thank you very much. For those who are calling, if you're calling via WhatsApp, you bet be female or be in the diaspora outside Nigeria, or else we'll drop your call. Okay? Hello?
Yes.
Where is that feedback coming from? Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Abel.
Abel, welcome.
Yeah. Please, I want to talk about the kidnapped victim, I think their family member that was invited by Mr. President. Now, it baffles me sometimes what some of our government officials, the way they think. Now, this is people they kidnapped over 300, over 100 and something days ago. And they are just inviting their family. Where were you when they were crying up and down, when they were crying to to Ministry of Transport, crying to National Assembly, crying everywhere about their loved ones. He didn't invite them to console them at that time. Now you are calling them now. After how many days? What do you want to tell them? Sometimes I don't understand. Now, why is the call for now? They should come and do what? I don't understand. So sometimes we should think very well. That is why we want everything to change. Maybe these old ideas that these our our elders or our ancestors are, yeah, the way they think, you just king. Good evening, bye bye.
All right, goodbye. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Please.
What's your name? Let's start from there.
Yes, my name is Exodus.
Exodus.
Yes, please.
Welcome.
I want to contribute on this case. I can say that the president and all the cabinet, they don't want to fight insecurity. Why did I say so? They know the people that are sponsoring these salaries. If they don't know, the foreign nation, they release the name and publish the names of the people that they have arrested. That Nigeria refused to arrest or question or investigate these people that they mentioned their name. So they are just using our life to play pumping as a children play. So Eda Erfai, all the cry is just a crying so that the people will say I'm talking. If not, all of them, they know them. And they are drinking, they know all of them. So I don't want to provoke more than
Exodus, you want to connect with Mrs. O on air? He say okay. Okay, Exodus, we have heard you. Hello.
My sister.
Good afternoon.
I greet you.
Welcome.
My name is Goodluck.
All right, go ahead. Let's talk.
Yes. On the issue of Atiku and Wike, it is time to pay Atiku back for what they did to Goodluck Jonathan in 2015. Even the PDP chairman then, they go against Jonathan. All these Buhari, Tambua, all of them, they come from PDP as assorted Buhari. So this is the time for us to pay them back. Thank you.
You and who is us now, exactly, doing this payback when we have so much we're dealing with in the country. Hello? Yeah. No, your connection is pretty poor. We're getting a call back from you, so if it's not good, we have to drop the call.
Okay, you can hear me now.
It's a lot better, yeah?
Thank you, my sister. OTF1, the next plate number by God grace. Vivian, I greet you too. Good afternoon.
Vivian is saying hello.
Good afternoon. Is that what you say again? Okay.
Thank she's here, she's saying hello.
Okay, okay. Vivian, are you the apparent or the pope? Which one you want me to give you?
Anyone, sir.
Okay, Vivian is a traditional ruler. His team is going to use a traditional ruler.
They will mean your line is breaking because you're not even you're not talking yet.
You.
Network will cut you off now. But can I hear you? Is the question.
Me, I'm hearing you.
But can I hear you?
Can
you
hear me?
Yes. It's okay. Talk now. Yeah.
This is Nigeria Info. Info.
All right. I can't seem to hear Adewumi Daniel anymore, so we might as well move on to the next caller. Hello? Aloha.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name's Goodwill.
Goodwill, you're welcome.
Yes, I'm talking from Lube.
All right, talk on.
There is this saying that goes this way. It says issues previously discussed is concluded with the nodding of head. I can vividly remember what Dr. Melassia said when he said a serving governor is the head of Boko Haram. And today, nobody, until he's died, nobody disputed it. You see, the wolf, Erufai, is crying. It's a kind of confirmation of what Melassia said. Remember, Erufai was told off, he paid them. He told them, I'm one of you. So, ordinarily, they have already prepared ground for them to occupy these territories. These are what I'm deducing from what is happening now. So that at the end of the day, see, I reported, these are issues previously discussed, now being concluded with the nodding of heads. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's hear one call and quickly go for the news. Hello?
Hello?
Glory be to God.
You're welcome.
I've been calling since gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
I greet your guests there. This is Comrade Osinonye Mechi. I've been under the weather.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. You do sound like you have a cold.
Yes, but it's normal.
It's not normal, yeah, but get
there is something I just want to say concerning people or some of us who are from Southeast who contest for any political office, more especially presidency. You know, I told you once before, I told you before now, or I said it on this platform, I have a friend in almost every tribe in this country. You see, during Jonathan, I have a friend that told me that they were told to do everything possible to make sure that Jonathan wasn't there. I asked him why. He said, he's a human man, he's going to disintegrate Nigeria. Today, Jonathan has ruled and gone. He did not disintegrate Nigeria. This thing is happening during this Obi now. They say Jonathan, forgetting that Jonathan is from Ibom, he's a German, just because he bears Ibom name, I don't know, Bebele, Azikiwe. The same thing is, this is what they are using to deceive Nigerians. But I thank God, across the country, people have come to see the truth. How can a woman come into power and disintegrate Nigeria? This is what they continue to deceive them, and those who deceive them will come into power and continue to loot the treasury belongs to them and these poor ones who doesn't reason very well. It is very, very unfortunate. They will continue to use this to loot treasury for public funds. But I thank God Obi and Betty Ahmed, who accepted to be running mate. These are people who are educated, who knows the truth, who want to move this country forward. Tell me, who among these candidates that can use to compare with Obi and Betty?
All right, Austin.
They should stop deceiving people. And the woman would say, who told you, with the property of Igbos across the country, they will only settle whatever that has been agitated for.
Austin, thank you.
For the betterment of the whole country. Thank you, guys.
Surprise, Jonathan's name is coming up a lot today. Since 7 years after, there are other things to look at. It's politics. It's come, he's gone. You should be focused on getting the right people in 2023. Let's go on a quick break.